And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys. Hey, we've been talking about best time on your patio and maybe feeding a group of people. This happens this time of year. If you just want to shake off the COVID or you got a graduation party that's coming up, we get lots of inquiries about how to cook for a group. Guys that don't think their equipment's big enough or they don't really know how to quantify what it is. And we've been touching on that. We covered butts, brisket, chicken. We talked a little bit about beans and some slaw. Yeah. There's some other things.
Yeah, and it's that time of year when asparagus in Michigan, I mean, especially if you go up to northern Lake Michigan, like around Hesperia, from Hesperia over to New Era, all the way up to Pentwater.
Right.
There's a ton of asparagus up there, and we have like some of the best in the world. And it's not grown in another hemisphere. It's grown right here in Michigan.
Right.
So we eat a ton of it, and it is so good for you because there's a chemical in that that actually cleanses your kidneys and your liver. So that's why things smell after you eat it. But
you know,
it's so good for you.
I agree, and that's the one thing COVID has taken from me but given me at the same time. I got no smell. So I'm going to eat the hell out of asparagus, man.
I'm starting to get mine.
I'm
going to
eat the hell out of asparagus.
Well, the good thing is it's detoxifying you.
Right.
And I'm turning into a little bit of a naturalist, and I'm believing more and more in all the organic stuff because I'm researching the things that our food producers in this country put in food and the way they kill pests and stuff like that. And I don't think that our government has had our best interests in mind. I think they've had the large corporations and the corporate farms in mind. And so I like buying local stuff.
Sure.
But before we get into asparagus, I want to talk a little bit about things you can do with it. But you had touched on something when we were on the break. You were finishing off your roof over there and the lumber prices went nuts.
Oh, yeah. They're crazy. I mean, I think a 2x4 treated is $9 now. I'm going to tell you that I was in the lumber business for, 3 years there. I'm not anymore, but when I started, they were like $2.50 a piece, and it's $9 now in 3 years. I mean, that doesn't sound like a big deal, $6.50. That's three times.
Yeah, pre-cuts used to be like 94 cents standard lumber.
Yeah, not anymore,
so
man.
So I'm going to do that same tin roof over the back of my garage, and I might be recycling some of that lumber I have stacked up from my old deck because it's just going to be under a tin roof, and it's already treated.
Right. Well, you can do what you want, but that'll save your budget, man.
Well, not only that, but I have a giant rack of hardwood that's been drying from the mill, and I'm bringing another two loads over. I've got a gold mine in oak and hickory and cherry and walnut, and I'm just going to keep ripping that lumber. I've been cutting it up for firewood for decades. I'm not burning that stuff anymore.
Right.
I'm just going to keep stacking it and hoarding it. Because it's air drying.
So speaking of hoarding, let's get back to asparagus, brother.
Asparagus.
Right.
I like to can it, as you know.
Uh-huh.
And I swear this year I'm going to can some beets because I just love pickled beets.
You just can't beat them.
I love pickled beets. But I have made big mistakes on asparagus the last 2 years by winging it.
Yep.
That's not an area you want to wing it. You might think you're
As far as pickling goes, you mean?
You might think you're a good chef. But when it comes to certain things, you have to stick with the recipe and the quantities because the science. You're dealing with vinegar and sugar, right? So you've got sugar and an acid, and then you have to add water. So you want your quantities to be just right. So take a good look at maybe what your mom left you if she did those things or what your grandma had on a recipe card, that's going to be good because grandma always had great pickles, right?
Right.
Well, hardly anybody makes pickles anymore. They just buy them
because
it's so easy. But I'll tell you what, if you run into a great pickle recipe, save that brine. Don't put the dill in with it. Add a little bit of sugar and some heat and garlic and cut those asparagus, especially the smaller, skinnier ones. You don't have to cut off so much, but you can also, if you end up with some long 2-3 inch leftovers, you can throw a few of those in each jar and use them because they taste just as good. They're not as pretty, but that stuff can get asparagus is probably going to be expensive this year.
Yeah, you know, it's tough with labor, I'm sure, and everything is expensive.
Yeah.
And food is expensive.
Yeah.
But the asparagus pickled is good. Quintessential grilling, easy item to grill. If you, you know, go across your grates, not with them because they'll fall through.
Yep.
But as long as you put them in, one of my favorite things to do is just a simple zesty Italian dressing.
Yep.
It's got the oil in it. It's got
dressing.
The seasonings in it. You just run it. You don't have to marinate them, really. Put them in a bag and roll them around with some of it in there
yeah.
to get them coated. And
I
then
let
grill
them sit on the counter a few hours because
yeah.
I want that vinegar to soak in a little
yep.
bit. But you don't want to grill them too long either. You want
right.
them to be kind of a nice little crunch to them, but still cooked.
What I would tell you is if you pick it up by the thick end, you want it to droop. You don't want it to fall.
Look like you got a fish on.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, your fishing pole. Just a little bend on the end. You
not
don't want
limp.
It to, right. Exactly.
Use your own analogy.
You know, the
for
other
that.
Thing, the other thing that I really like with asparagus is a chicken breast cut in half, butterflied, right? Put three or four sprigs of asparagus in there,
the
and
small
a piece
ones
of,
in particular,
right? And a yeah. piece of provolone cheese, and then flap it back over. Use a little butcher's twine, two or three pieces, just to hold it together.
Yeah, you
and then
told
you
me
grill
you did that.
That
a couple weeks ago,
right.
and I still haven't tried it, but that yep. sounds really good.
It's really good, and you just season it up. I use a dry rub. Whatever rub you like on that. But citrus is good with the asparagus, if you've got that. But just truss it up so it doesn't fall apart because you're going to have to flip it a couple times. It's chicken. And you want to get it done, and you want to get the asparagus hot in the center. So
you could even offset smoke that
yep.
to make sure you're
very
taking
easy.
Your time.
Very easy.
And getting the asparagus to the right level and your chicken cooked.
And if you do offset smoke it, raise your game. Wrap a piece of thin bacon around it, one or two, before you tie it up. Now you got that bacon, chicken, provolone, asparagus. Your mouth watering yet?
Mm-hmm.
Mine is. Yeah, right. So that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it, you know, my tip to you, it's the time of year to get fresh asparagus, and it doesn't get any better than
you're
going right
to find
now.
This hard to believe, but I'm batching it this weekend.
Really? Are you kidding me? How's that happen?
Check this out. So this group she likes to camp with?
Yeah.
They're going bird watching. And they said, Bob, you can come along. And I said, I'll go if I can bring my shotgun.
Right.
It was just like, yeah, forget it.
Right, yeah.
Because I like to stuff them and
right.
smoke
well,
them,
you know what?
Wrap
hey,
them
man.
In bacon.
She'll come back. She'll come back with a peaceful soul. So,
yeah.
you know, life is good.
Hey, and it's really cold in Ohio.
Oh, they're going south.
Yeah.
Oh, they're waiting for migrating birds and I haven't made it here yet.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, let's bring this train to the station. Kiss her like you mean it. We're going to talk about that. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Today's man law. This is a good one for all marriages and relationships. Kiss her like you mean it. A kiss tells a lot about a person. There's plenty of different types of kisses, but the one thing is for sure, a good kiss should have the other person begging for a second one.
Nice.
She should want you to kiss
yeah,
her.
Yeah, right? This weekend is Mother's Day, right?
Oh, gosh, that's
I mean,
right.
careful how you kiss your mom, but I'm just saying.
Kiss her like you mean it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And then if you don't have a mom, kiss your wife.
Yeah,
right?
I don't.
Right.
Just don't call her mom when you kiss her.
Right, exactly. So you might get hit in a kisser.
If you're not doing anything this weekend, head to Allen Bob's and Millbrook Tack. Take your mom. Take your wife, especially if your wife's a horse girl or if you're a horse guy and you and she's the bow hunter. Or
right,
they have a whole rack of Great Lakes Armory AR-15s. I happen to pick up a 223/5.56 NATO round, so mine will shoot either. And I got that size because I think that ammo will always be around. And I've got a bunch of coyotes that need to die, and I think that'll be a really good...
Coyotes going to die out.
Good piece. Yeah. Oh, they're like biblical proportions around my house.
So the rabbits are thin, is what you're saying.
Yeah, no rabbits, none.
Exactly.
None. But I'll tell you, I don't know, I didn't get a chance to probably tell you this, but I have that great big rack behind the house that's full of hardwood and more coming.
Yep.
And I air dry all my hardwood on it, and something burrowed under it. And I was out there one day, and I noticed this big red fluffy dog come out from under it and just take off when he saw me. And he was a fox.
Right.
And it was a she. And now there's three kits in there, and they might have already taken off, but I had to show Maureen one night, and I took her back there, and we crept back, and I said, "Watch this." And we walked back there, and you could see these giant squirrels darting through the woods. They were just having a ball.
Yep.
And then Olivia's dog loves me dearly. And when I would call her, I'd go, "Poppy, poppy, poppy, poppy." And she just still, to this day, runs to me and puts her nose right square on my lips.
Yeah.
She just jumps through the air. Well, I started doing that call. And those little things, their ears perked up. And they're like big heads, little bodies.
Right.
So cute.
Yeah.
Baby fox.
Yeah.
And they went running right for the hole. And then the last one, you could hear him barking. And the last one was way out there. And he's like, "Wait for me."
Yeah, right.
And they dived right under the deck. I'm telling you, it's so heartwarming.
Yep.
I'm happy
so
to
now,
see the
so
fox
are they returning. Eating, are they eating brisket or butts yet?
I did bring them some water.
Yeah.
Because it was really dry.
Yeah. Yep. No, they're appreciative of it. That's cool to have that in your backyard.
So cool to have fox again.
Yeah.
There was a time when they just about didn't exist here.
Right. Yep. There's a lot of them around now. You see them.
It's great.
Time to time. You bet. But anyway, hey, we appreciate you tuning in to the Grilling Guys each and every week. Come see us next weekend at Allen Bob's. We'll be throwing down a little bit of barbecue, hopefully. And if you're out there, bring your checkbook because you're going to find some things you'd like to buy.
Oh,
there,
my
man.
Goodness. Everything's on sale.
Right.
And, money for nothing.
Right. Yep. And the chips won't be free. So we'll talk with you next week.
See ya.